So these are the internal and the external offerings of the Tantra, made to the wrathful aspects of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And in addition to the internal and external offerings, there are also secret offerings of the Tantra, of the Vajrayana. And the secret offerings are five in number. And what are these? These are flesh. Better to say, of course, human flesh. Heart. Blood. Brain. Entrails. So these are the five secret offerings of the Tantra, of the Vajrayana. And their general significance is the same as that of the other tantric offerings, only, again, more emphatic. The Tantra is trying to say, as it were, it's not enough to have devotional feelings. It's not enough to feel, as it were, pious, grateful, even loving. It's not enough even to dedicate one's senses. Even that doesn't go far enough. The Tantra is saying, as it were, you've got to offer your flesh, you've got to offer your heart, your blood, your brain, your entrails. The Tantra is saying, as it were, that you've got to be devoted, got to dedicate yourself, give yourself with your very guts, as it were. This is what the secret offerings represents. Now there's one more offering which must be mentioned here briefly, and that is what is called Amrit. Amrit means the nectar of immortality. And this nectar of immortality symbolizes enlightenment or Buddhahood itself. And it's represented on the altar by a skull cup filled to the brim with beer or spirits. And this, of course, also is offered only to the wrathful deities, who are often represented in art as drinking it.